Our love is truly risen. Alleluia, alleluia. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. I call to Adonai in my distress, alleluia. God answered and freed me, alleluia. The sad apostles mourn him slain, nor hope to see their Lord again. Their Lord, whom faithless men defiled, arraigned, accused, and doomed to die. With gentle voice the angel gave the women tidings at the grave. Forthwith your master you shall see. He goes ahead to Galilee. And while with fear and joy they pressed to bring these tidings to the rest, our love their risen Lord they meet, and see him live and kiss his feet. So when the sad apostles heard the tidings of the faithful word, they hurried forth to Galilee, their loved and lost once more to see. All praise be yours, O risen Lord, from death to endless life restored. All praise to God now be professed. All praise, O Spirit ever blessed. Amen. I will proclaim your great love, O God, in the midst of your assembly. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. I will tell of your love to my family, and praise you where they are assembled. You who revere Adonai, add your praise. All children of Israel, sing God's glory. I will proclaim your great love, O God, in the midst of your assembly. For God has never despised nor scorned the poverty of the poor, nor looked away from them, but has heard the poor when they cried. I will proclaim your great love, O God, in the midst of your assembly. You are my praise in the great assembly. My vows I will pay before those who love you. The poor shall eat and shall have their fill. They shall praise you, all those who seek you. I will proclaim your great love, O God, in the midst of your assembly. All the earth shall remember and return to you, O love. Yes, the family of nations will worship before you, for the one who reigns is Adonai. All the mighty and all mortals shall bow down in awe. I will proclaim your great love, O God, in the midst of your assembly. My soul shall live for you, my children serve you. They shall tell of your love to generations yet to come, declare your faithfulness to peoples yet unborn. These great things Adonai has done. I will proclaim your great love, O God, in the midst of your assembly. Glory to the One and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I will proclaim your great love, O God, in the midst of your assembly. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I handed on to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once, most of whom are still living, though some have fallen asleep. After that, he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one born abnormally, he appeared to me. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Jesus appeared to the disciples and said, My peace be with you. Alleluia. Jesus appeared to the disciples and said, My peace be with you. Alleluia. As my Abba sent me, so now I send you. My peace be with you. Alleluia. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Jesus appeared to the disciples and said, My peace be with you. Alleluia. The Spirit gives life, the flesh offers nothing. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life. Alleluia, alleluia. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages in words of holy prophets to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. The Spirit gives life, the flesh offers nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit and life. Alleluia, alleluia.
O risen Christ, be our help and support. Kyrie eleison. O risen Christ, save the afflicted and show compassion to the lowly. Christe eleison. O risen Christ, lift up those who have fallen and give yourself to the needy. Kyrie eleison. O risen Christ, send healing to the sick and bring home those who have strayed. Christe eleison. O risen Christ, fill those who are hungry and free those who are prisoners. Kyrie eleison. O risen Christ, strengthen those who are feeble and console those who grieve. Christe eleison.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Good and gracious God, we bless and thank you for all you have done in raising Jesus from the dead. As you sent him to bring good news to the poor, he sent his disciples to continue his mission and ministry. May the risen Christ send us to share and live the truth of your unconditional love, which offers all people and all creation the fullness of life, both now and forever. Amen. May the God of life and light, who raised Jesus from the dead, bless us and our world with light and peace. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Alleluia. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia.